Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello through the crackling fire. Welcome to and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. And it's my pleasure to spend a few minutes this evening with you. Imagine that crackling fire for those of us who don't have a fireplace. I am not sitting at my computer, so it will run its course. And you can imagine we're sitting in front of that fire together if you'd like. Live tonight is December 23rd, the year 2009. Now we're approaching the end of the year. We're approaching the final preparations for the Christmas holiday for those who celebrate Christmas. I hope that you are enjoying the process of preparing for whatever holiday you're celebrating, whether it's Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, so that you can enjoy the moment that you create. And I'm not at my computer right now because I am enjoying the moment of final preparations. If you live in the United States, you have probably heard the weather storm that is moving across the country, causing watches and warnings in something like 26 states. Everything from blizzard warnings to storm warnings to flash flood warnings. It's a heavy storm. It's moving across the area right now. Where we are in the Midwest United States, we were getting freezing rain. The power was on and off electricity today due to some icing on power lines. The temperature warmed up above freezing, so we had more rain tonight. The water on the roads will shift to ice. It started to do that earlier, and fortunately for me, I had taken the day off for vacation today for final preparations for the Christmas holidays, and due to our travel schedule, Santa, I had sent him a special email requesting that he come last night so that we could have our family Christmas today. Tomorrow, we will be driving to Grandma Shirley's to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day there, and then from there, driving to Grace Lutheran Church Camp, where my extended family, my six sisters and spouse, their spouses and their children and my mother will spend the weekend. And we are scheduled to begin that Friday evening at 5 and go through Sunday evening at 5. Although with the predicted sleet, freezing rain tomorrow night into snow with 20 to 30 mile an hour winds on Friday, we may not have people getting there till Saturday. So Mother Nature has decided to play an extremely active role in our holidays this year. So we've been on the phone a lot with family, just encouraging people to keep their lines of communication open, to be safe in their travels. And so I decided I'm not at my computer tonight because, we've had that power flickering today. So I am sitting in the dining room looking at 6 minutes left on the oven. I'm making homemade granola bars that I am taking to for breakfast on Saturday morning. And in our extended family Christmas celebration, one of the sisters hosts the weekend and plans to schedule the menu and divides up who's bringing what, because we will have dinner Friday, 3 meals Saturday, and 2 on Sunday. Well, 2.5 because we pack sandwiches Sunday afternoon. So 6 to 7 meals together for about 27 people. And spend the weekend playing games together, talking, and how we have traditions like a white elephant gift exchange. One afternoon this year we're having a Deal or No Deal tournament. And so there's lots of fun events. So I hope that whatever you have planned for the holidays, you take time to enjoy that. I mean, we've sent that letter out, and I changed the menu, and my mother called me and said, now, it says lettuce salad for dinner, but nobody's bringing it. And I said, oh, that's right, because we took that off because people don't usually eat lettuce. And I forgot to take it off the menu, but I took it off Bobby's list. So, you know, and I told my sisters, I said, if you see anything missing, please call me. You know, my son still got some godparent gifts to make yet tonight. After we get the phone, we've got, he wanted to make pretzel rods dipped in almond bark to make magic wands. And we wanted to make almond bark coated pretzels. Those were the two things he wanted to make for Christmas. So we're doing those yet tonight. Trying to get everything all packed up tonight so we can get loaded first thing in the morning and be out the door. So we're just breathing and laughing because the day went very, very quickly. And we've taken time to play, of course, with some of the new games that Alex got for Christmas. And at age 8, still believes in Santa. We're very supportive of that. Although he's beginning to ask us questions now, and we hope that he continues to believe in the magic in one way, shape, or form for many years to come. Do you believe in the magic of whatever holiday you celebrate? Do you celebrate family and friends? My wish for you this holiday season is a heart overflowing with joy, to be surrounded by family and friends, and to experience the joy of giving, as well as joyfully receiving even those gifts that may not be high on your list, because it truly is the thought that counts, the spirit of the giving. And I hope for you this holiday season, as you enjoy traditions from your family, as you create new traditions, and it's never too late. It's always just the right time to start a new tradition in your family. So maybe this year you will start a new tradition. Maybe it's adopting another tradition that you've discovered that someone else has shared. Maybe it's being flexible to the needs of others. Sometimes we get so cemented into the idea of tradition that we forget that it's not the tradition that's as important as the people. And especially when we're blending families, that in the case of my husband's family, he's an only child. Our son Alex is the only grandchild. In case of my family, as I mentioned, I have 6 sisters, 11 nieces and nephews, and my mother. So, you know, trying to schedule that many people to be able to be together is a challenge. And it means having some flexibility with my husband's mother. And it's so important. It's not about the date on a calendar as much as it is about the joy of being together and spending time and playing games and talking and laughing, and maybe it's watching sports or sharing movies or enjoying food. So this holiday season, I thank you so much for listening. My gift to you, if you go to www.brainbonanza.com and you go to our online store, if you find something of interest to you, and enter the coupon code SPARK, S-P-A-R-K, all lowercase. Please enjoy a 15% discount on anything that you purchase. I so appreciate you being a loyal listener, and I appreciate you if you're new and you will become a loyal listener. For the year 2010, I have a number of guests, some who were with us in the past, who are coming back with updates or with books they have coming out, new projects that they want to share with you, new resources, new ideas. And I hope in the year ahead that you come back and that you send me an email if you have ideas for topics, something you want to know more about. Please send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. That's B-R-A-I-N-B-O-N-A-N-Z-A gmail.com. Because truly, we are here to provide you with the sparks to create the life you truly dream about, that you desire, and that you deserve. Because love, joy, and happiness are truly yours to claim. And may you enjoy your holidays. Tonight's show is brief. Please take the extra time if you're normally with us for an hour. You'll be with us about 15 minutes tonight. The remaining 45 minutes, call a friend, call a family member, or you could check out our archives about a topic that is interesting to you. But we hope, as the timer goes off for my granola bars, that you can reflect on your blessings in 2009 and look forward to the best year yet in 2010. And we hope that you choose to spend time with us again in the weeks ahead, because there are so many new and exciting discoveries and ideas to support you to live your passions in service to others and to truly create that life you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful that you're a part of Spark. And again, I wish you the best in the year ahead. And please invite others to take part in our show, to listen to the archives, download the podcast, and let me know what's on your mind, how we may help you in the future. And as always, we hope you stay safe. Until next we meet, if you're traveling this holiday season, please take a lot of patience with you. Please pack your smiles, your kindness, and your compassion. And above all, be cautious, check the weather, and stay safe. Because you do have an important contribution to life, to the planet, and to the people who care about you. So we won't have a sounder out tonight because I'm not at my computer. So happy holidays to you. And I look forward to you joining us next week. Take care. And remember, it's about the giving. And it's about the getting of love. Until next week, stay safe. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. We'll be with you next time.